Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that number, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we've talked about government schools in the past quite a bit on this
exhaustively,
program.
Exhaustively, yes.
It's one of those issues where you and I, Mark, agree, I think 110%, that we have no interest whatsoever in supporting the government school system, aren't interested in sending kids to the... If I had a kid, I wouldn't send them there. You've got one now, and you're not going to send him there.
It's not my intention.
You're just not interested in it.
Nope.
Because they teach things that we might not necessarily agree with. Not necessarily, math and the way that stuff works, but they teach obedience.
They do that. They certainly, it seems to be as important as anything else in school is raise your hand, be quiet, don't get up and use the bathroom unless you've asked, all those things. But they also teach kids that it's okay to steal to get what you want. And that's what, the government system does. In order to, fund these government school systems, the government has to steal, which is taking money by either threat, coercion, or subterfuge from somebody who you didn't ask permission from. And that's what taxes are.
Right. And the other thing it does, it really bothers me, is it is a constant, serves as a constant indoctrination tool to young people of America to get them to believe that the state is all, to get them to believe that it's necessary, that government is good, and the government is beneficial. And I don't agree with those things. I have a fundamental disagreement with the things that many of the topics these government schools inculcate young people with. And so I'm not interested in supporting them. And there's just reason after reason for it. I mean, beyond the fact that government schools are ineffective and they churn out people that can't read and write very effectively, and the amount of money they spend on this failure is tremendous. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, it's like $13,000 per pupil. You can get a private education in some cases for less than that amount and get far better education. Of course, homeschooling is significantly cheaper and also far better than the government school. So there's practical reasons, there's moral reasons, there's so many reasons to oppose the state, and I just wanted to share another story with you here. And this really kind of upsets me because I'm trying to imagine myself in this young person's position or the position of their parents. Let me just get into it here. From the Associated Press, when a high school senior told her principal that students were taunting her for being a lesbian, he told her that homosexuality is wrong, outed her to her parents, and ordered her to stay away from children. Now, I could go on with the story, but I mean, that's... And I might go on with the story, but that says everything to me. That's outrageous.
He's lost his mind.
But this is his viewpoint, right? He's probably some religious guy or whatever. He happens to be the principal of this school, and he's willing
to... Well, I'm fine with his viewpoint as a religious guy. That should be his viewpoint. And if he were running a Christian school, I'm fine with that. Whatever. The problem I have is that everybody has to pay taxes, including lesbians, and it's wrong that you would use their tax money to pay this guy to do that action, and he was paid to do it.
So when I was sitting earlier this week in this meeting with the city manager here in Keene, just to ask him a bunch of questions about the nature of government and obligations and things like that, the issue of schools came up, and I said, well, I have a fundamental disagreement. I'm all right with the idea of paying for fire protection, because, of course, he mentioned that during the conversations to, what we need government for, and police protection and things like that, clearing the roads. I'm fine with paying for clearing the roads, fine with that. But I'm not fine with what they're doing in these government education facilities. And not only from, a curriculum perspective, but also in examples like this. I don't want my money going to nonsense and bigotry like this. I'm not interested in it. And, of course, his response was, well, the community votes and, it's for the community's good and you benefit from this because we're educating kids. But I know I don't benefit from this.
They tell you that you benefit from it, but I suppose that it's good that the kids at McDonald's can read, but isn't that really McDonald's problem as to whom they hire?
Oh, yeah, and the presumption is that no one would get educated without these government schools.
Yeah.
And it's just poppycock. Let's continue with the story, though, because what happened as a result of all of this hubbub here? What expanded out from this event?
The bureaucrat, the principal was fired because he stepped way out of the bounds of the role of his
Let's find out. He suspended some of her friends who expressed their outrage by wearing gay pride T-shirts and buttons at Ponce de Leon High School in Florida, according to...
I was just wondering where it was.
Yeah, according to court records, and he asked dozens of students whether they were gay or associated with gay students.
He freaked out.
The American Civil Liberties Union successfully sued the district on behalf of a girl who protested against Principal David Davis, and a federal judge reprimanded Davis for conducting a witch hunt against gays. Davis was demoted, not fired, but demoted, and school employees must now go through sensitivity training.
Well, I'll tell you, the fact that he was demoted is huge. I'm not saying it's an appropriate punishment. I think there should have been more, but just the very fact that that happened amazes me.
Despite all that, many in this conservative panhandle community still wonder what exactly Davis did wrong. Steve Griffin, the Holmes County school superintendent who keeps a Bible on his desk and framed scriptures on his office wall, says, "We're a small rural district in the Bible Belt with strong Christian beliefs and feel like homosexuality is wrong." So the district, apparently, he's speaking for the entire district.
How does the district get to decide that? I thought the district was some imagination of the community.
Yes, but he's the embodiment of the imagination.
No, he's not. He's just some jackass.
But that's what they believe. These people believe that they are the anointed ones, that the community has anointed them to do these things, to steal people's homes from them if they disagree with their curriculum. Because that's what's going to happen to me if these people get their way. And you know, there's nobody else here to back me up. Luckily, more and more people are coming here to back me up. I haven't stopped paying property taxes yet, but boy, is it something I want to do. Anyway, continuing here. He says, or Holmes County, rather, on the Georgia line has about 20,000 residents. There's some agriculture, but most people are employed by either prisons or schools. That's a bad situation.
Yeah, when you have a community of bureaucrats, it's not a good thing.
Some commute to the Gulf Coast and work in tourism. Ponce de Leon, with fewer than 500 residents, has a cafe, post office.
Fewer than 500? Wow, it's small.
And an antique store. Many in the community support Davis and feel outsiders are forcing their beliefs onto them. Griffin, who kicked Davis...
Hey, outsiders wouldn't be forcing your beliefs onto people if you weren't forcing your will onto everybody in the community by taking tax dollars. Mm-hmm. Look, if you want to have your happy little school district, fine and dandy. All you have to do is pay for it. And then you can teach whatever you want.
As much hate as you want, too. Sure, yeah, anything. Just don't force me to pay for it.
Man, I mean, these people are sick.
But this is, just because this particular incident doesn't happen anywhere, doesn't make what they do everywhere else any less objectionable.
Right. The fact is, if they're doing sex education for the kids, if they're doing, they're teaching them Keynesian economics, if they're teaching them new math, you know, whatever it is that they're teaching them, there's somebody out there, believe me, that disagrees. And the fact is, their house will be taken from them if they do not pay to support this system.
And if they don't want to leave their house,
that's what makes it wrong.
If they don't want to leave the house after they've been sent notice of it being sold out from under them, they're going to send men with guns to their home and possibly kill them over this. Griffin, who kicked Davis out of the principal's office but allowed him to continue teaching at the school, said high schoolers here aren't exposed to the same things as kids in Atlanta or Chicago. He said, and again, this is the superintendent of the schools, "I don't think we're that different from a lot of districts, at least in Panhandle, that have beliefs and maybe are different from societal changes." Does that even make sense? "I don't think we're that different from a lot of districts, at least in the Panhandle, that have beliefs that maybe are different from societal changes."
Well, he thinks that this is the doing of blue states and Hollywood and it's
a homosexual
agenda and that whole thing.
Right. So everyone else is changing to become accepting and allowing of homosexuality and other things like that. And he's saying, "Well, we're not changing that way."
And I don't think he should have to. I don't think he should have to. I think he should be able to have whatever bigoted, backwards belief he wants to have.
Yeah.
You know, look,
backwater.
Listen, Yucker, do you can hate the the gay people all you want to hate them, but the fact is, you are willing to steal people's houses from them to pay for your little school so that you can propagate
it's
your
not
hate.
Stealing. It's not stealing when we do it, Mark.
Why is that?
It's the will of the people.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Well, it's not the will of all the people. Representative, and it is the this is what the people want.
No, no, it's the will of the people that elected you. That's all.
That's
and
right.
Maybe it's the will of them.
That's right.
Well, then
well,
how do all
obey.
Those people get to
this is
take
our
my
system?
Can, if everybody in the whole community votes to take my house away, is it okay?
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 21st, 2008. Gold opened up today at $829.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $854.25, $420.95 for half ounce, and $210.48 for quarter ounce. That's $854.25, $420.95, and $210.48.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. If you want the best chance at liberty in your lifetime, it's going to happen here, and it will happen sooner with your assistance. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the entire idea and get involved, because this is where the activists are moving. This is where the best of the best are coming to get active, both politically and in the market in the marketplace, to achieve the voluntary society. Go to freestateproject.org and get signed up today. Let's go to your calls. We'll continue discussing here this issue out of Ponce de Leon, Florida, where a young lady, senior in high school, was outed by the principal there. And this was after she expressed concern she was being taunted as a lesbian.
Right.
She was being taunted for her lesbianness, her homosexuality, and he told her parents and told her that homosexuality is wrong, then suspended some of her friends who were supporting her. We'll get back to that, but let's talk first to Milton in Second Life. You're on Free Talk Live. Milton.
Hi, I was wondering if anyone has challenged the constitutionality of any of these earmarked taxes on the basis of, I mean, earmarked for education, on the basis of the idea that what is being taught is contrary to their religious beliefs.
I don't think that, I'm not sure. There are a lot of court cases out there, and I'm certainly not an expert on any of them, but I don't think that challenging the constitutionality of anything anymore is really going to get you very far, because it's their courts, it's their prosecutors, it's their system entirely, and they have an interest in supporting what they do. Yeah, sure, there's the occasion here and there, like this principal was demoted to a teacher, wasn't fired, but demoted. You know, so there are these occasions where the government will make it look like, see, you can really change the system if you try hard enough. But I just don't know how far you're going to get with that.
Not necessarily, but, certainly law is whatever the man with most guns says it is. That's kind of the essence of government.
I think that's the way to start, though, is to put in a lawsuit on it. And the legal system's just screwed up in the sense that I would have to pay to put this lawsuit in, and I would have to pay to fund the lawsuit.
If you lose.
And the bureaucrats and the government people on their side wouldn't have to pay.
And if you lose, you have to pay more.
God knows
right?
how much money I'd put into it.
By the way, I'm streaming this at the Liberty Pub in Second Life. I'm assuming that's okay, since I stream the ads along with the program.
Anybody can stream this show. That would be awesome if you would stream the show there. Thank you for that.
We're there every day, 6 days a week.
Great. That Second Life is this alternative kind of reality simulator. We haven't talked about it in a while, so there's still people hanging out there. That's good to know.
Yeah, we're at the Liberty Pub, which is kind of a traditional venue for libertarians in Second Life.
Do people just search for that in Second Life, the Liberty Pub? And
that's
then
exactly
be able to,
right.
They'll be able to like teleport there, right? Is it secondlife.com?
Precisely.
Cool. Have fun in there, and I thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I'm glad it's kind of still going.
Yeah, the Second Life, for those who don't know, it's kind of like a video game without really any points.
There's no point.
You just kind of interact with other people. Everybody's got their own little video game guy, person, thing.
Avatar is what the
terminology is. And they can interact and do whatever they want there, and it's just like a Second Life.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Back to the story from Ponce de Leon, Florida. The Associated Press reporting on this situation where essentially the entire school board, the school district itself, the government corporate entity, has come out, and the superintendent, speaking for the entirety of the district, says he believes that that the district believes that homosexuality is wrong, and that they're upset. Some people in the town are upset because they believe they're being forced to experience people with alternative lifestyles. They believe they're being forced to do that. Anyway, Griffin, the superintendent, says, I don't think that we're that different from a lot of districts that have beliefs that maybe are different from societal changes. Gay rights activists say that's no excuse for what Davis did. The problems began last fall when Davis, who didn't return phone messages from the Associated Press, admonished the senior, who's identified only as Jane Doe in court records, and whose friends say she doesn't want to talk about the experience. The friends donned gay pride t-shirts and rainbow-colored clothing when they found out how Davis had treated her, and he questioned many of them about their sexuality and association with gay students. Some were suspended. U.S. District Judge Richard Smoke recounted his ruling, saying Davis embarked on what can only be characterized as a witch hunt to identify students who are homosexual and their supporters, further adding fuel to the fire. He went so far.
He freaked out. I mean, there's no doubt. That's how it appears to me.
He went so far as to lift the shirts of female students to ensure there were no letters GP or the words gay pride were not written on their bodies. What, did he just hear that rumor, or is that something that's like cool these days?
I don't know anything about that. If it's my daughter going to school and the principal's lifting her shirt to look for letters.
Sounds like he's a little obsessed with the whole gay movement.
Lost his mind.
Yeah. Heather Gilman, 11th grader who took part in the protest, complained to her mother, Ardina, a 40-year-old corrections officer and mother of three. Ardina Gilman called the ACLU.
Hold on, wait. I thought they said that the district was against, this gay pride thing.
That's right.
The district was... isn't Ardina in the district?
Oh, no. I think they mean the corporate entity known as the government.
I don't know what they're talking about. They're nuts, is what it is.
But they believe that people like Ardina support them because, well, they voted for them. But, of course, not everyone voted for them, but that doesn't matter. The people that lost, they don't matter, right?
I guess.
All right. So Ms. Gilman called the ACLU, even though she knew people would be angry. She said, I just felt like I had to stand up for the kids. Heather wanted to do this, and I had to back her. Ardina hoped to protect the students' freedom of speech, whether it was the freedom to wear Confederate flag T-shirts to show Southern pride or the freedom to wear rainbow T-shirts to support gay rights. Courts have repeatedly ruled that similar student protests are constitutional as long as they're not disruptive. The ACLU attorney said, I think a shirt that says I support gays is very different from a shirt that says gays are going to hell. One can be very disruptive for a child's self-esteem. The other supports other people and their ideas. Well, I would have to say that it doesn't matter to me what the damn shirt says. Just because you're offended by the shirt doesn't mean...
There's supposed to be freedom of speech in this country, and the fact is...
At
government schools, there very well should be. And as far as I'm concerned, the kids should be able to wear what... as far as I'm concerned, government schools shouldn't exist.
Yes,
so,
agreed.
That's really the issue.
In the marketplace, you could very well have a school that has very, very strict dress code regulations. Many private schools, they have uniforms, you know. You can't wear shirts.
I'm not against it. I think that uniform... I think
I am, personally.
I understand. You are. I'm not against that, though. I don't have a problem with it.
Little fascist tendency sneaking out there.
I think uniforms are good for kids. I think that they, you know, they take the emphasis off of school.
Destroys individuality.
They can wear whatever they want out of school.
Anyway, what happens, says Gilman, when these kids get out into the real world after
But do you see the interesting, I'm sorry, about what we were just talking about. Do you see how two guys who have entirely different views on freedom of expression can totally agree on eliminating public school?
Yeah.
I mean, you and I both agree that we should eliminate public school, but I think that kids should wear uniforms to school.
Mm-hmm.
I think they look good. I think that that it keeps them from having the emphasis on what it is they're wearing and all the other nonsense that goes into the social groups and that kind of thing. And you think they should be able to wear fishnet body stockings or something?
Well, anyway, it's a great example, Mark, because it points out that people can still believe in liberty as this overarching general concept that we all adhere to. But underneath that, we can have all sorts of divergent beliefs, because in the marketplace, we can have it all. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now. Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family.
It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to four license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want when you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You can travel less and meet online. You can try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com, enter promo code 600, and start your free trial of WebEx today. You know, it's a great idea. It's a good way to be able to show other people your desktop and have a little meeting online. It's WebEx, WEBEX.com, promo code 600.
800-259-9231. So you can call in about anything. We just there's a little more to the story, but not worth talking about. This story out of Ponce de Leon, Florida, where a teenager, though I guess maybe she was 18. Anyway, she was a senior. A lot of those people are 18. She's a lesbian. And she went to the principal of the school hoping to get a little bit of relief from apparently some taunting that was going on. You know how kids are, basically a bunch of little crap heads to one another.
And they can be.
They were being mean, and she was hoping that she could get some sort of relief, and the principal instead attacked her for it, not physically, but basically called her a bad person, contacted her parents, outed her to her parents. So I guess it had been a secret to her parents until the principal called, and thankfully...
Not a guarantee that it in fact was, but...
Right. Thankfully, he was demoted, but not fired, even though he was just outrageously going around the school, lifting up girls' shirts, looking for GP or something like that written on them, or gay pride or something like that. Like, actually written on their belly or some portion of their body that is normally covered by clothing. He was searching them and then suspending those who were wearing gay pride shirts. I mean, this guy was out of control. And it, you know, brings to the surface again the fact that these government schools do not bring people together. I mean, the whole, when we talked about homeschooling recently on the program, we had some guy call in to defend the government school system, saying it's so great because, you know, it teaches social skills, right? It puts kids together in this great
social environment. It teaches them how to be mean little rats. The fact is, I never had I don't have interactions in the real world like I had in high school. High school, and I mean, you know, school, the interactions between the kids, it sucks.
It's more like prison in real life.
It's awful.
So again, you know, there's nothing beneficial about throwing a bunch of kids from divergent belief systems, as far as their families are concerned, all together into the same place. You know, America's supposed to be a melting pot. I understand that, and I love that aspect to living here. I love the fact that, you know, I can go to a Chinese restaurant one day, and then the next day go to an Indian restaurant or Thai or wherever it is I want to go. I can experience all these different wonderful cultures sort of being melded together. But you don't force that. You don't force that to happen.
You can't force that.
Yeah, and right, exactly, because if you try to force that to happen, people are going to resist. When you try to put people together that have conflicting belief systems, you're inevitably going to get problems where one group decides that they would like to, since they have to deal with this other group, they would like to go ahead and have that group believe what it believes, or at least inculcate that group as much as possible with their belief system, which is why we have this constant conflict between, you know, in this case, the homosexuals and the so-called religious extremists
when you're talking about forcing beliefs versus, them just sort of coming along, you can look at, you know, government school is a good example of what it's like to force people to believe things. And you can see there's people out there that want prayer in school. Mm-hmm. People want all different kinds of things, and there's a lot of tension over it. Then you look at something where people sort of want to believe. In the case of people coming to this country, immigrants, you know, the predominant language in this country is English. If you want to get along, if you want to make money, if you want to interact with people, you need to learn English to do it well. Now, certainly, it's not easy to do. It's not an easy task.
Right.
But people want that, and they want it even more for their kids. Immigrants want that, and they want it even more for their kids.
They want it on their own, not because they're being threatened or forced in any way or coerced.
Right. You'll be hard-pressed to find an immigrant out there that says, yeah, I don't want my kids to learn English.
Exactly. So this whole government school situation is just nonsense, and something needs to be done about it. But until we have enough people who are willing to, in my opinion, non-cooperate, just because that's, I think it's just going to be the quickest way. Otherwise, you have to go through this arduous political process of trying to somehow win the government system over to your side by popularizing your ideas to the point where you could possibly get elected and go in and utilize the system from the inside to change itself and somehow abolish it all without having the teachers union getting in your way and all of the other factors that would come into play of these bureaucrats that believe that they deserve to be taken care of for the rest of their lives because they wanted to be a teacher. You know, there are all kinds of factors that will slow that political process down, whereas if just a handful, or maybe a more than a handful, of concerned parents, people that were already homeschooling or private schooling their kids or wanted to pull their kids out of government school, to say, you know, we just don't support this anymore. We're going to cut you a check for this property taxes of whatever it is that doesn't include the school. So around here, that's like a 40% check. Cut them a check for all the other government services. That way they can't claim that you're against police or fire or any of that other stuff. And then see what happens. Are they really going to throw a bunch of people out of their houses? I don't think so. And I think that's what the city manager was so scared of. I mean, he wasn't letting on that he was scared of it. When we had this meeting with him the other day, there was like five of our people in there and just him sitting there being videoed. Again, this is going to go up at some point. We'll let you know maybe when that happens, but keep an eye on freekeen.com to find out when that happens. Just to get a look into this guy's mindset of how he views things and how he sees the world. But, you know, when we were in there talking to him about this, there was just, I mean, he's just living in this other universe of where he believes that stealing is not stealing. Literally, we use the term stealing, and he said, well, we wouldn't call it that.
Well, I understand.
How convenient for you.
Dude, that's the real universe, and we live in another universe. That's the reality of it. The vast majority of people don't believe that the government steals.
Yeah.
They're doing what they have to do in order to keep
society running.
But I don't think he wants to get to the point where it will really show that they are stealing from people. Because if you have to drag a family out of their home...
Oh, he understands bad press, I'm sure.
Right. If you have to drag a family out of their home because you've stolen it and sold it to somebody right out from underneath them when they were, you know, current on their mortgage payments or they owned it outright, one or the other, where clearly they were in the right to occupy their house that they were paying or paid for... They don't want to go to be put into that position where they would have to choose to steal your home. They don't want to do that. Usually when tax sales happen, because I asked him about, I said, well, when was the last time there was a tax sale? And he said, well, it was recently. It was a situation where, you know, some old lady had died and the house had fallen into severe disrepair. And it was something like that, wherein the people that were actually living there weren't taking care of the house. They weren't even paying their bills or anything like that. So it was like it was a completely different situation. These were not upstanding individuals who are known in the community, who are out front with what it is that they're doing. Where, for instance, as I had suggested earlier, and I suggested this on the tape that I'm talking about with the city manager, I suggested that I would like to take that money that I'm currently paying in property taxes, and it's not about the money. I can afford to pay it. That's why I moved here, because I can afford to pay it. But I'd like to take that money and give it back to my renters. I have a duplex. That's the only way I can afford it, is because I've got renters that are paying 100% of my property taxes. And so I'd like to lessen their burden and then let them decide for themselves what to do with that extra $1,300 per year. I think that'd be a really nice thing to do for those people.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't really like that.
They're not as financially, as I guess, well off as I might happen to be. And so an extra $1,300 a year, that's a raise to them. So I think if we had a handful of people who were property owners doing something similar to that, we would have such a strong moral basis to be coming from. It would be unassailable, except for the, you know, these crazy claims that, well, you're part of society and this is what society agreed to. You can tell that's what society agreed to because they voted for us.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I'm for people doing that. I think, however, that it's probably a good idea also to get your some of your people that agree with you and on the city council to be able to enact what you want.
Well, that's what I'm talking against, Mark. I mean, because that's a far more difficult process. Because then
it's
you're
not
coming
that
up
hard.
Then you're coming up
City
against
Council,
the teacher union.
Few hundred people vote,
and they're all bureaucrats.
What are they going to do? Send the Supreme Court police after you?
This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, the number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give away the website features for free, then we do ask that you vote for the program. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. We're still in second place in the Podcast Alley Top 10 rankings for this month. We had been in first place for a good 10 days straight, but we've been knocked out by the Harry Potter guys, which we can do better. We have done better, and we can do better with your help if you vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And then once you're done, maybe forward on a little voting request to a few of your friends on the Instant Messenger or via email. It'd be much appreciated.
Yeah, honestly, all we need is 13 people to go and vote right now. We'd be in first place.
130 people would actually be really nice.
Right. I mean, either one of those would be essentially the same. What we need is you to go and vote right now at vote.freetalklive.com.
And thank you in advance for doing that for us. Let's continue here with an email, the email's from Brandon. It says, over the last couple of days, things pop into my head while listening to your show and other podcasts, and the first has to do with drugs. I was thinking about what might happen to the pharmaceutical industry if drugs were legalized, and it occurred to me that legalizing everything could lead to lower drug prices overall. Seems to me that drug companies could produce or hire growers to produce things like marijuana and sell them at a fairly large margin. This could potentially help to offset the cost of researching, producing, and marketing the more medicinal drugs that currently cost an arm and a leg. Does this seem plausible?
I think that it would be. Some people would self-medicate with, cocaine over lidocaine or something like that. You never know what people would do. I don't know that I don't know what would happen if marijuana became legal. As far as, yeah, I think some places would try to sell it, but I just don't know whether it'd sell very well.
I
grows so easily that you
right. I don't think it'll have the margin he's quite expecting it would have.
I don't think it would.
I don't know what the margin is like in the world of tobacco, but I don't imagine it's anything close to the margin marijuana currently has in the black marketplace.
Well, growing tobacco would be something entirely different. You get used to the taste of a brand of tobacco and that kind of thing. I think it's the same.
Well, there may very well be brands of marijuana.
Well get used to it. That's quite possible, but it's not that way now.
Wait, what's not what?
People aren't used to a particular taste of a particular brand of marijuana, you know?
I guess it depends on where they are. I mean, if they're in a place like California or Canada where marijuana is much more tolerated by the legal establishment, they can actually go and consistently get the same brand of marijuana over and over again. If, you know, they all have these different names like Blueberry or AK-47 or whatever. So you could theoretically continue to purchase the same strain over and over again and then change if you want. Like you change shampoo, you know, change your marijuana or change like you change a beer. That sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I can tell you tobacco smokers don't like to change their brands very much.
But I think
some do. Some will just buy the cheapest type of cigarette that's out there. But
I think generally, though, his idea that pharmaceuticals would get cheaper if they were legalized, if all drugs were legalized, is absolutely the case. Especially if you get the FDA out of the way, then there's no more 19-year, billion-dollar approval process that these drugs have to go through, which is, in my opinion, the number one factor as far as why they're so expensive, because those companies, they've got to recoup their costs. And so if their costs aren't as high as they are today, then obviously the end cost to consumers will go down. Of course, you can also factor in the intellectual property discussion to this, because these companies pay a lot of money to assure that their ideas aren't so-called stolen, which increases, again, the cost of the product. Whereas if there were no intellectual property rules, then anybody could get these drugs onto the marketplace without having to wait the 15-year time limit. Is it 15 years for pharmaceuticals, Mark? Do you know? They wouldn't have to wait that time limit to
some long period of time.
To bring
19.
Right, to bring out generic versions of the name brand drugs. And I think that would be a very good thing for all of those sick people that need that help. And again, if the research and development costs aren't as high as they are today because of the FDA, then it won't be as big of a deal, the ripoff brands that might be out there. I think that getting the government out of the drug world would do so much good for the cost of medications. We can't even really begin to fathom how much cheaper they could really be.
You know, when you mess with the free market, it's going to mess with pricing. And that's what it's done in the area of pharmaceuticals and drugs.
I still like the idea of how, you know, just trying to envision what it would be like without intellectual property protections or monopoly privilege protections, as I would prefer to call them, because, and I think the best vision I've heard of so far, and I love hearing new people's ideas on this, but I think the best vision I've read is from Stephen Kinsella, who is a libertarian patent attorney, I believe, and he believes that intellectual property should be abolished. The guy knows what he's talking about, and he was suggesting that one of the big objections to abolishing intellectual property is that, well, then Pfizer or Merck, they won't have the financial incentive that the patent process and the 15-year guarantee, monopoly guarantee, gives them to actually do the expensive research that's necessary to research those things. And I understand that point. Obviously, the FDA, wiping that billion-dollar cost off the table would be very helpful to that end. But I think also he suggested that maybe ideas would be generated differently. You know, maybe the educational centers would be the ones coming out with the ideas for a new kind of pill technology. And then the manufacturers, if they thought that would be a good idea, could pick that up and start manufacturing and marketing it. And, of course, whoever was best at manufacturing and marketing that would make the most money at it. That's one idea. Or maybe it wouldn't be necessarily the college system as we know of it today. Maybe there would be some sort of inventor track where there would be basically inventing colleges or pill colleges. I don't know, just throwing out ideas. I think that things would be different. But it's not to say that would mean that people wouldn't get better or that people wouldn't be researching these ideas. The folks that get into this don't get in because they are going to make a whole lot of money. Many of them get in because they want to help cure people. They like the idea of helping people feel better, and it's really great that they can make money at it, too.
Well, I don't think we should get rid of all the restrictions on intellectual property, you know, just sweep them off the board. But I do think that our current intellectual property laws are broken.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, but then you're getting into an interesting area, Mark, because I think that as somebody who you have come out on the air and said you have no more use for the federal government, that you don't think that the federal government can be reformed, you would support secession efforts if Vermont or New Hampshire or whoever wanted to secede from the federal government, you would be in favor of it. So therefore, then you are entering in a world where each so-called geographical political distinction, the states, would then have their own realm over the intellectual property of each state. Then you think things are a little confusing.
There are a lot of little countries out there, just because we're used to living in one of the big one in the world, doesn't mean that little countries don't have intellectual property protections.
So you're actually talking about increasing the costs to companies then, because then each company would, if Pfizer or whoever is developing a new product, then they would have to get the approval of each intellectual property board in all 50 states instead of just the one federal government state. So by holding on to your love for intellectual property, you are actually advocating for increased costs.
No, I'm not. There are international bodies that, the big companies have set up international bodies for intellectual property, and those are recognized by the little countries. They don't need a board in every single country. They would just sort of sign on.
So then if I wanted to go ahead and rip off your new product that you've come out with, then who comes after me and hurts me?
I don't know. I don't know how it all works internationally.
You'd have maybe the New Hampshire cops.
I think it's the world court that enforces those
right.
things.
Right. So because I want to help somebody out produce the product perhaps more efficiently than you can or market it better than you can, you're going to have me thrown in a cage because of that, right?
Yeah. If you're going to use all my branding and all that other stuff, doing anyone any
favors. That would be
favors.
Fraud. If I was using your brand, that would be fraud. If I want to be Oakey and you're Oakley, then that's my business and not yours.
When you get into the specifics of things, then you're looking at the areas of court cases, and people need to figure that out amongst themselves. I'm not prepared to do that.
Yeah, that's because you don't want to come right out and say you want me to thrown in a jail cell, right?
I don't think there's any reason to throw the owners of Jokely's in jail.
Just steal all their product and shut them down? Would that be appropriate?
What are you talking about? No, I don't think there's a problem with Jokely's.
Okay.
I really don't. I mean,
what about a pill that's, not quite, that's...
I don't know.
Basically
I'm
Viagra,
not a scientist
but...
that does these things,
yeah.
Ian. I know that it takes a great deal of research to, create drugs. It doesn't take
a lot
nearly
of them are
the research
accidentally.
To create sunglasses.
A lot of products have been created on accident when people were looking to research something completely different. Mm-hmm. They came up with something. So that's not always true.
I understand, but you do understand that they put, they throw 1,000 darts at the board and they hit with one.
Yeah, I do understand all that, Mark, but I just don't think that it justifies aggressing against my neighbor. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to comment on the earlier discussion about sexuality and religion. I think it's so important to realize that all religions are nothing more than a social construct created for man for the benefit of men, and primarily the elite. Religion from the earliest known religions in ancient mystery Babylon.
Frank, I want to give you a chance to go on here, so
yes.
Hang on. We're going to bring you back after the news. More coming up. You Take Control. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Price assumes 4%.